Storm clouds roll over an ancient castle. Raindrops pelt the stone. Inside, a shadow passes across the wall. Footsteps enter the chamber, like they've roamed these halls for eons. Across the room, an ancient figure watches. No armor, no weapons drawn, just a toothy grin. One has fed on the night for centuries. The other has watched civilizations rise, fall, and rise again. Blood meets immortality. The ancient meets the eternal. This week, the Lord of the Night, Dracula, versus the Warlord of Eternity, Vandal Savage.
Tonight, as the sun goes down and the meteorites start to fall, the stakes are high as two immortals go neck and neck in a battle that's worthy of a cave painting. Welcome back to another matchup for Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and in this episode, representing Marvel Comics, the immortal, who's a little baddie, the Count, who can't help but suck, it's Dracula! And representing DC Comics, the genius who, when called a Neanderthal, says, thanks. The immortal, who considers the Stone Age his awkward teen phase, it's Vandal Savage! Joining us tonight, worthy of more than a cave painting, he's an awesome fine artist, he's been a commercial artist for 20 years, welcome Ian Moss! How are you doing tonight, Ian? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're going to be representing Dracula. Why did you pick this character?
I'm a huge fan of vampires, and as me and Ray were talking about Vampire Masquerade and some other stuff, and I started catching up on Lestat. It was great.
Nice. What about this specific version of Dracula drew you in?
Yeah, so I've always loved Bram Stoker's Dracula. It was one of my favorite books, and who doesn't love every movie rendition of him? And when we were talking about this matchup, I'm like, yeah, let's check out the Marvel version. And I started reading up on it and my mind just was blown. I'm like, I'm all in. Let's freaking go for this. He's so cool. The way they just did his powers. And I got sucked in to all the Dracula lore. And yeah, I've been loving every bite of it.
Awesome. All right, real quick. And save the puns for me. Real quick, before we meet your opponent, no explanation needed, no order necessary, top three vampire movies.
Whoa. Let's go with, of course, Bram Stoker. And then we're going to go with Interview with the Vampire. And then let's go with the first Blade. Although I know Ray's answer is going to be Blade 3. So,
all right, well, we'll quiz him when he gets in here. It is time for tonight's Tale of the Tape, which is brought to you by capes. You know what? Isn't it time we brought capes back into fashion? I mean, think about it. What really is stopping you from wearing capes regularly? Capes are stylish, they're fun, and they can conceal smoke bombs, which you can use to escape uncomfortable social moments, which these days is most moments. Be cool. Wear a cape today. Today, we have a fierce battle of two immortals who would want nothing more than to dominate the other one. On one side, we have Marvel Comics Dracula, based on Bram Stoker's character. Gotta love that public domain. Dracula started in horror comics before going into a full-blood feud with Blade. Dracula, who has a host of vampiric powers and impressive physical stats to boost. Marvel Dracula was created by Jerry Conway, Gene Colan, and Marv Wolfman, and first appeared in The Tomb of Dracula, number one, in 1972. All right, listeners, on the other side, we have DC's most villainous immortal, maybe most villainous, Vandal Savage. Vandal is a Cro-Magnon warrior who gained hyper-evolution from an encounter with a cosmically powered meteorite he found in prehistoric times. Vandal Savage is a plotter, a schemer, and a physical powerhouse as well. He was created by Alfred Bester and Martin Nodal, and first appeared in Green Lantern number 10 way back in 1943. something else that dates back to much earlier in time in history. The hairline of your opponent tonight, Ian, you know him, you tolerate him, it's Ray Stecanus. Ray, if you were suddenly granted immortality, what is the first thing you would do?
Well, thank you for having me, Sam, even though it's my show. The first thing I would do, let's see, the first thing I would do if being granted immortality, unfortunately, is probably record a podcast. That's really sad, but unfortunately
that's,
true. Yeah. And we're talking about top three vampire movies of time.
Not even going to wait for me to ask the question.
No, I don't bother. I'm the host now. Look at me. I'm the host now. What I got for you here is Nosferatu is number one, 1922's classic. That's really one of the best movies of all time.
Okay.
Number two for me is going to be Sinners. Sinners has stepped up as one of the top vampire movies in my caliber. And then you got a lot of other choices here. You could go Interview with the Vampire here. You could go From Dusk Till Dawn even. You know, that's a pretty good one. You know, you got that one with Kiefer Sutherland.
Lost Boys.
I was going to say it's not The Boys, it's The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Also a good vampire movie, but the real number three, What We Do in the Shadows, the number three vampire movie of all time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually the legit list. I can't go Time Cop, Time Cop, Time Cop like I
was waiting for that. I thought you were going
to
do Lost Boys, Lost Boys, Lost Boys. And if you didn't, I was going to.
Yeah, there are more good vampire movies than good time travel movies. I'll put it out there.
Wow.
Scandalous take, internet. It's true, though, and you know it's true.
That is fair. No, that's accurate. All right. Well, with that polarizing statement said, I think it is time for our rules in under 1 minute.
Here are your rules for who would win Masters in 1 minute. Number one, there will be three timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. Number two, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. Number three, keep the characters in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. Number four, battles can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And number five, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won.
All right, well, stake it or leave it, we are going to jump right into this with round number one. Ian, as our guest, you will start us off. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
All right, so let's jump into this. We got Vlad Dracula. He started out as Vlad, and I forgot his last name. We're just going to keep going, though. So he is a vampire with over 500 years. So while we can talk about all his awesome powers, let's start out with the fact that this guy is a tactical genius and combat expert. So before he was a vampire, in his mortal life, Vlad was the warrior prince of Transylvania, much like the real-life Vlad. He is known for impaling the severed heads of his enemies on spikes. He is a master of psychological and traditional welfare. He's led an army of thousands and trained them in every form of warfare. So let's talk about strength of will and character here and endurance. So Vlad actually fought in a battle against the Turks on the front lines for 3 days straight without rest. His men fought alongside with him the whole time because they were more afraid of Vlad himself than they were when they were fighting the enemy. So even before becoming a vampire, this guy was a terrifying warrior leader. So let's move on. He is a cunning and master tactician, dare I say, rivaling Batman. When being hunted by a Van Helsing and her crew, Dracula tricked them and lured them into a trap where he defeated them and threw them in a pit to die a slow, agonizing death to be driven mad. He could have just gutted them, but he wanted to make them suffer. So he's also feigned injury in order to get the upper hand in battle, including using a combination of shape-shifting and hypnosis to trick Doctor Strange, the Sorcerer Supreme himself. Dracula was already a master swordsman and now has had over 500 years to perfect that combat prowess. He even matches Solomon Kane's skill and disarms him by baiting the guy and having him stab him in the chest. So he laughs it off. Hey, I'll take your sword, buddy. So anyways, while he is a master swordsman and master of combat, he doesn't even need weapons because he is the weapons with claws, fangs. Oh, and did I mention super strength, speed, durability, and a healing factor? Vlad even defeats Deadpool in unarmed combat like Ray devouring a meatball sub. It's just red sauce everywhere, folks. He moves faster than Deadpool can see even to hit him. Then he rips Deadpool into pieces with his bare hands. And this is after being weakened by the cancer inside Deadpool when...
30 seconds remaining.
So Dracula is easily defeated, overpowered Black Knight, Morbius, Spider-Man, Xeris, who was significantly stronger than Blade. Let's talk about Blade for a second. Dracula beat him so bad he put him in a mental institution and caused a mental break. So how many people have you known to put people in a mental hospital after beating them up, Ray?
Gauntlet is thrown down. All right, Ray, 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if any of you have seen any of my matches, people have argued that they would drive you insane from sitting in the arena. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is that Vandal Savage would absolutely hand Dracula his lunch. This guy is the OG immortal. I know Dracula might have technically come first, but Vandal Savage came before this version. So therefore, he's older. There you go. And he is older. His name originally was Vander Ag. He was a Cro-Magnon caveman. We knew about this from the intro, but he was a leader of an ancient blood tribe, and that he had that meteorite show up with its cosmic energy, and it hyper-evolved him to this sort of level of intelligence much higher than even possible, and we would consider it genius for the modern age. It also increased all of his physicals, granting him immortality. So he's super strong, super fast, super durable, and has a healing factor. This might like sound familiar if you listen to Ian's point number one. He claims to be 50,000 years old. So he has so much experience in training, in combat, way more than Dracula, who's a mere, few hundred years old? There's a lot you can learn in 50,000 years. However, at one point in the comics, he claimed he had a sword for 80,000 years. So who even knows what's real anymore? Did he do that thing that Marvin the Paranoid Android did in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where he went back to the beginning of time and then just came back and lived it out a second time, making him older than the universe itself? I don't know. But I do know that seemingly Vandal Savage has fought in every single war in history around the world. This guy gave combat. He gave tactical advice to Napoleon Bonaparte. And he pretended or took the homage, the image of people, because he was Genghis Khan. He was Blackbeard, and he was the Roman Emperor Licinius. That's wild. He just was many of these historical figures. He does not mind sticking his nose in order to make it happen. He literally is credited with inventing murder. He did the first murder in the history of the world. That's wild. I've never been able to say that before. Look. He helped the guy who invented the wheel in caveman times invent the wheel. And then he killed him with it. Unbelievable. He says he discovered fire, discovered farming. He ate mammoths into extinction. And he's a great modern day inventor as well. He essentially created the DC equivalent of Compound V from The Boys. That's why it's still fresh in my head. He made it so that anybody could be a speedster if they took this drug. He created a dedicated biomech virus. Wesker much? Yeah, he could have worked for the Umbrella Corporation. And on top of all of this natural set of abilities, he also can wield magic? He can also wield magic. Are you out of your mind? Well, let me tell you, Vandal Savage is him.
All right, Ian, as our guest, you do get a 1 minute counterpoint. Can you counter the magic? 1 minute on the clock, starting now.
While Ray's magic is very difficult to counter, I don't think his opponent or the guy he's repping is. So you see, Vandal is a genius, but so is Dracula. And where he might have been the first murderer, I will argue Dracula has perfected the craft. And magic? Yeah, Dracula's got that. We'll get to that later because it's cool. Super strength, super speed. I will say that Vandal is a peak human, while Dracula is a supernatural being and has supernatural powers. So I'm pretty sure the strength is going to be in favor of Dracula on that one.
All right, this was a strong point number one on both sides. The biggest difference being about 45,000 years, and I don't know if that's going to be enough to swing it in either direction. You know, both of our characters, immortal, super strength, super speed, lots of murder. I think they were both Vlad the Impaler, so we'll have to see what the distinction was in our point number two after this break. All right, we're back, and it is time for our point number two. Like a bat out of hell, we're going to jump right into it. 3 minutes on the clock for Ian, starting now.
So as I mentioned in just the counterpoint, Dracula is beyond superhuman and stronger than most supernatural beings. So he is going to outclass Vandal in every way here in a second. So Dracula has been alive for 500 years. He survived just fine with a sword plunged through his chest, just to laugh it off, because he was toying with the guy. Dracula can't even be killed if you blow his head off. What, regeneration? Yep, he's got that in spades. He can regenerate from a skeleton in the matter of seconds, as we've seen in the Tomb of Dracula. Durability? Dracula doesn't even need to breathe. So, in fact, he carried on a conversation on the moon with Dr. Doom without a spacesuit. Can you guys survive in space without a spacesuit? I don't think so. Your guys, I can't remember his name already. He needs to breathe. He's taken hits from Spider-Man and overpowered him with pretty much ease. He's been thrown through brick walls just to keep coming. Bullets and swords can't even kill them, and they don't seem to affect him at all. Speed, he outflies the Silver Surfer in his bat form, dodging the Surfer's cosmic blasts with ease. He's said to move faster than the human eye can track. Even peak humans and superhumans have a hard time tracking him. Strength, he backhands Silver Surfer, the power cosmic himself, across the face like Batman telling Robin to shut his mouth. Surfer is seen in the next shot on the ground holding his jaw. Later in the same issue, Tomb of Dracula number 52, he beats the Surfer down again. We see him having, we've also seen him overpower Spider-Man and Colossus, who is one of the strongest X-Men. He catches a full force punch from Colossus and tosses him aside like he's a toy. Enhanced senses. You can't sneak up on him. You can't surprise him. His senses are sharper than animals or even Wolverine's senses. He can hear the footsteps of an insect and perfect night vision. He can sense a human flesh. He can smell and track blood from insanely long distances. He was able to smell Doctor Strange from outside his mansion and can tell he was more than just a regular human and more powerful. So he's also been able to sense people across the globe. So from Transylvania, he is a weapons master, a master of stealth, and can battle on two planes at the same time. We have seen him battle both Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. And the only reason why the Spider-Man was able to get any kind of upper hand on him is because the other plane version of himself got slightly weakened by Strange. Anyways, his abilities, he can climb and walk on walls, Anyways, he doesn't even need to because he can fly. That's what I got from my point number two. I did a little faster.
All right, Ray, it's time for your point number two. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
Well, first off, I need to push back on this idea that Vandal Savage is only peak human. He has cosmic powers imbued into him from a meteorite. So he is well above peak human. He is the superpowered category of character. He's very strong, very fast. I'm going to talk about that right now. Because first off, let's talk about a list of major characters, strong characters from the DC Comics universe that he has been able to hit and damage and cause pain to. We're talking about characters like Cyborg, Aquaman, Green Lantern. He once one-shot the Flash with a backhand. He just backhanded the Flash across the temple and knocked him unconscious. That is, these are not characters you can just beat if you lift a lot of weights. You know what I'm saying? This guy has high level strength. He once is so fast. One time, one of these archer characters shot an explosive arrow at him. He just plucked it out of the air and then redirected through it at Supergirl and like blew her out. It was crazy. We're talking a little bit of a crater on the ground. She got knocked down. It was powerful. Hey, you want to talk about fast? How about the time he was able to just grab Flash? He grabbed the Flash. And then you know what he did after he grabbed him? He backhanded him unconscious with one hit a second time. That's who we're talking about here. Your Dracula feats are fantastic. He could stand on the moon. Ooh, if this battle took place on the moon, I'd probably be in trouble. But it doesn't. This is a character who one-shot Wildcat. Who's Wildcat? Well, he's a very strong fighter in DC Comics who once KO'd Solomon Grundy with just his fists. Strong. This guy, this dude, picked up a dinosaur and then slapped it into another dinosaur. You do that, you make my list. That's what I'm talking about. Now look, this is a guy who's made the most of his time on Earth. He's trained for thousands of years in weapons and combat with every single world master for all the weapons and all the fighting styles. If you're good at it, he goes to you and finds you and does it. He can lift tons. We're guessing about 5 to 10 tons above his head, which is way more than peak human could. I'm going to tell you that right now. I think he scales pretty well with Big Drac. Look, he once slapped Lex Luthor and sent him flying to 3 stories in the air in this room. He punches his way through stone walls. He hit Cyborg in the knees with a fire extinguisher and hobbled him, was able to escape that way. He crushed the Atom's exosuit, but he also carries high-tech gadgets and mystical artifacts. He invented a sonic weapon that shuts down speedsters. He's used the Scarab of Khafre to teleport. He's used the Orb of Ra to conjure an army of sand warriors. He's made an anti-gravity manipulator, so if you try to fly, Drac, I'm going to have a chance to ground you. And he's used the Spear of Destiny. Yeah, the biblical one. He used it to enslave a very powerful character called the Scepter, and then he made the Scepter drop a hot anti-life equation on the universe like he was making a lemonade stand. This guy is just too much.
All right, Ian, is your second counterpoint? 60 seconds on the clock, starting now.
So, yeah, that's all pretty impressive there, Ray. But didn't Vandal only manage to tag and catch the Flash because of some other things that he had set up into play ahead of time? He's not actually as fast as the Flash, where Dracula can actually watch someone shoot a gun and turn into mist at the last second when the bullet gets up to him. I doubt Vandal's faster than a speeding bullet. And you mentioned Wildcat. I'm so glad you did, because Wildcat and Tom Bronson actually defeated Vandal in a battle. They both overpowered him when Tom turned into a cat-like creature. Well, Dracula turns into a wolf and overpowers Spider-Man. And guess what, Ray? Wolves eat cats. So just like Colossus, he's going to catch a punch from Vandal, and once Dracula gets a hold of him, it's lights out. He even turned Storm into a vampire. Yes, folks, that actually happened, and it was freaking cool.
Wow, so if we avoid doing this battle on the moon and we avoid Vandal Savage turning into a cat...
Save it for your counterpoint, your final thought. Yeah, no, this is shaping up really good. We're going to have to see what happens in round 3. Really waiting to see how you paint an actual path to victory. There's a lot of cool feats, a lot of, you know, good battles, but we'll see what happens after this break. All right, Ian, it is time to take it home. This is your point number 3. Lay it all out for us. We're definitely not on the moon, but take a stab at this. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
All right. Well, we haven't even covered his supernatural powers and abilities. See, Drac can shapeshift. He can turn into a regular-sized bat, a human bat, a giant monster bat, and however the heck this works, a swarm of bat. He transforms into a wolf and even mist, and that will be important. When you pair his mist abilities with his super speed, he can dodge bullets by turning into mist in a split second through them. Not only can he turn into mist, but Dracula can control the elements. He can make the entire area turn into fog and mist and disappear into it and become part of it. How are you going to fight your opponent when he is your surroundings? He has summoned hurricanes to even fight Silver Surfer, and he's including hitting London with a blizzard. So one way he could defeat Vandal would be summon a blizzard, and Drax immune to cold, so Vandal's just going to freeze to death. Or you mentioned the moon. Drax can very easily get there, give Vandal a nice big bitey hug and fly him into outer space, and Vandal's gonna suffocate. So he can summon legions of monsters and animals. I don't know if this will count because of the outside help, but he is summoning them. And he's a necromancer that can do armies of dead. He dispels illusions. He can communicate telepathically and control people's minds. He's even been able to hypnotize Doctor Strange, who is the Sorcerer Supreme. He can paralyze people and make them feel excruciating pain with his gaze. He's brought angry people to their knees and stopped mobs of people with his paralysis. So I would consider that, incapacitation or battlefield removal? I'm not sure how you guys want to look at that. So he's driven people mad with his telepathy. Same deal. He can manipulate the way they see the world around him, kind of like the way dang it, Fishbowl Head did Spider-Man, you know? So he can erase people's memories. He could look at Vandal Savage straight in the eyes, erase his memories, and Vandal's going to forget why they were fighting in the beginning and walk back to his cave and start doing some paintings because, you know what? It's actually really fun. So he's resisted Doctor Strange's mind manipulation, and he's commanded the souls of the dead and absorbed them mid-battle to power up if he needs to. So he could bring souls up to power himself up. So here's the other interesting part.
30 seconds remaining.
What's to stop Dracula from turning into mist and then having Vandal breathe him and then killing him from the inside out? I don't know. It's a cool thing to think about, but I think alone, his powers of telepathy and mind control, he can make Vandal do whatever he wants. He can make Vandal jump off a building. So I'm not really sure how you're going to get around that one, Ray, because I just don't know that much about Vandal Savage.
and Ray doesn't know much about the soundboard. That's
I'm really
one.
Bad at the soundboard, you guys. He's
good.
Got me bamboozled over here.
He's shaking in his boots. All right, Ray.
You like the Flash, man.
Time for your final point. Point like number three. All right, whenever you're ready, 3 minutes on the clock. Starting now.
First off, the fact that you have Vandal Savage being reduced mentally to that of a stormtrooper from episode 4, he's not going to fall for the Jedi mind trick. This guy's been around too long. Look, he has cosmic radiation from this prehistoric rock, which has done all kinds of things, right? It's made him smarter, but he's also had thousands of years of psychological conditioning, and he's got more willpower than nearly any character in the entire DC universe. A universe known for its willpower characters. He is going to be extremely hard to manipulate or mentally break, even with this telepathy style magic. I need to start there, but let's talk about durability and immortality, because most of what you said doesn't work. Cold doesn't work. Create a blizzard. He has a healing factor. The answer for a lot of this is he has a highest level healing factor. Like, we're talking Lobo level healing factor. So cold, not going to work. Breathing him in, it's not going to work because his body will fight it off and the healing factor won't allow that to happen. Even if he tries to burst from inside of him, he'll just heal back again. Look, you know what Vandal Savage did? Vandal Savage fell from space, landed on the earth, and lived. And you know if I ever rep a character that he did that, it's going in the list. Now, all of the heavy hitters of the DC universe have taken shots and hit Vandal Savage at a certain point. And he just keeps going. The Flash, he was fighting the Flash and he kept grabbing him during this fight, right? And Flash just kept kicking at him and punching at him. And he said it was like hitting a cliff and it was like kicking a tree. That's rough. Good luck, Dracula. Look, Aquaman. Aquaman's known as a very, very strong character. He was punching Vandal Savage in the face, and Vandal Savage was taunting him as he did it. The healing factor. He healed quickly from a sword impalement through the chest. He took an arrow, in the mouth and barely noticed. He got stabbed multiple times in the abdomen. And you know what really bothered him? He liked the outfit, and he was mad that it was ruined. Gunshots don't seem to bother him. This is a character in Vandal Savage who took a nuclear bomb. That would defeat Dracula. That does not defeat Vandal Savage. He just punched his way up out of the wreckage, and he was angry. That's it. And there is a very clear path to victory for Vandal Savage against Marvel's Dracula, because unlike Vandal Savage, Dracula has a host of weaknesses. Now, I know Marvel Comics has downplayed them to a point, right? But all I have to do in this battle with an incredible durability and healing factor is keep fighting until the sun comes up. As soon as day breaks, Dracula has to leave. I'm not worried about garlic, holy items, dirt, all of it. Sunlight. All I have to do is be durable enough to outlast him.
All right, Ian, it is your third and final counterpoint. Can you take Drac down before the sun comes up, or, you know, get rid of those arguments? 60 seconds on the clock, starting now.
Yeah, so one of the things I wanted to address was the fact that Vandal still needs to breathe and Dracula can take him into space. Two, the weaknesses, right? So Vandal is dependent on the meteorite that gave him power. He has to be in proximity to it. And when it was destroyed and became the Lazarus Pit in Gotham, the further he got away from it, the weaker he got. Because Drac can read minds, he's going to find out what Vandal's exact weaknesses are, and he's going to be able to use that against him, lure him away, because we've seen him lure people into traps before. I don't think that's going to be much of an issue. He can manipulate. He was able to trick Doctor Strange with shape-shifting and mental stuff, and I don't think that Vandal's got quite the same mental stamina of Doctor Strange. And as far as the sun goes, Dracula's going to lead this battle somewhere else. And the nuke, yeah, I'm pretty sure Dracula can live through that as well, because we've seen that the only thing that can...
All right, Ray, it is, of course, as always, you have not had any counterpoints, but you do get a final thought. So take it away when you're ready.
Well, a couple of things. One, I don't know where you're getting that he has to be near the rock thing. I haven't seen that. I just did a second check. Basically, when the radioactive rock gave him his powers, it altered his DNA and his physiology. And so that is not dependent on proximity to a rock, right? Because the rock, you're right, the rock has gone away by now, but he is still strong, and he's gone all around the entire Earth, right? Fighting in every single war. He didn't lug a giant rock around with him to do it. So I think you might be wrong about that. And by the way, Vandal Savage can survive for extended periods without air or suffocating. Do you know why? It's the answer I have for everything else on the board. Healing factor. As soon as his cells start to generate, the neurons stop firing, the healing factor just kicks in and brings him back to speed with where he needs to go. He would prefer to breathe. But if you take him to the moon, the healing factor will at least keep him going enough. But that being said, he also has abilities and ways to alter gravity. So Dracula's not going to be able to fly him anywhere. Look, I'm so glad that Ian Moss had time for us today and his busy art man schedule, because it's hard for him to find an hour anywhere. I could attest to that. But I unfortunately do not think that Marvel Dracula would defeat Vandal Savage, and I have not heard enough uncountered reasons why Dracula would win this fight from Ian. Although, you notice he never really talked about the sunlight argument, right? Because all Vandal Savage has to do, my friends, is survive the night. It is a literal from dusk till dawn situation, except it's with somebody with one of the best healing factors in all of comic books. That's my piece. That's all I have to say.
All right, gang, this has been a great back and forth, but unlike our opponents, I don't have all day, and I've got eons of information to pore over. So let me take a bite at this, and I will be right back with my decision. All right, guys, I want to start off. This was fantastic. This had me back and forth, almost line to line, definitely point to point. The biggest point of contention to start off this Immortal Kombat is, does Vandal Savage need to stay within proximity to the meteorite? And for the first time, I had to do actual research, so I'm sorry if there's less puns than normal. But yeah, so here's the deal. Previously, Vandal Savage was not permanently dependent on the meteorite for his continued survival. But in Prime Earth Gotham Connection, he is tied to the Big Rock. So yes, both sides appear to be true. And much like Drac, that sucks for Ray, maybe. In the older version, Vandal is not connected to the meteorite. However, it does not appear that this newer version of Vandal has any major power differences on a first glance. So, aside from maybe buying Wayne Manor, we're not batting 1,000, but let's talk thousands. Ray made the point that Vandal has 50,000 years of experience to Drax 5,000. Italy. But after the first couple of thousand years, is there really much more to learn? This isn't Groundhog's Day. We don't have a loop of reoccurring events to navigate bigger and better, but we do still have rodents and wolves and mist. So Ian claims that Dracula can mystify Vandal and pull a reverse Ant-Man, which is a cool thought, but I do think that the healing factor might actually save him here to resist that whole thing. Drac is fast. And in fact, I think there's no question that he is much faster than Vandal. So he scoops in, grabs up the Cro-Magnon baby style, pulls a Frank Sinatra up to the sky, play among the stars. Ray says Vandal can manipulate the gravity and in fact, apparently is very effective at that. However, what are we going to do? Vandal's just going to wait and pull a Dust Till Dawn and wait it out? But with Drac's speed and mind reading, I do think he has the ability to grapple Vandal, take him to space. And unfortunately, second piece of research I did, Vandal Savage can stay in space for up to 1 year before his condition starts to degrade. So unfortunately for Ian, this is no longer a path to victory. He did bring us several fantastic paths, painted several amazing pictures, which is good because that's what he does in real life. Ray brought us just waiting for the sun. And like the Grey Wizard said to some hungry trolls once, dawn take you all and be stone to you. I'm giving this to Ray with Vandal Savage and the waiting game. Cue the Tom Petty song.
That is absolutely the correct decision. I'm glad after seeing you struggle in the tournament so hard so far to be making good decisions like Vandal Savage defeating Marvel's Dracula.
Oh, I just realized.
Ian, how are you feeling?
Go on.
I'm feeling like I should have remembered a couple things like freezing him and turning him into ice, basically, and trapping him like a mammoth. But hey,
yeah.
When you don't remember to give the left hook, that's on you. So, Ray, you fought valiantly, and I do think that because of missing some of the things, I can understand the decision. However, I'll come back at the title again sometime.
Well, for sure.
I have potentially good news for you. Sam, let him know.
Yeah, I'm just one voice here, and I'm not even the official voice. I just wrap it up during this episode to make a nice tidy bow on it. We're going to send this off to our Patreon members, and they will vote on the poll and come back with the official results in a week. So we'll see if they side with me or if they turn the other cheek. And we'll go over those in the wrap-up episode. So yeah, don't count your chickens. I don't know. That's not a bat-related pun whatsoever.
Don't count your bats.
Don't count your bats.
I had to check for bats in my room here, and I'm freaking out right now. I'm not going to lie. I think they're here.
That's a cool.
Ian Moss, tell the people at home about this giveaway of art that you want to do.
Yeah. So Wes, recently here, I just finished up this oil painting. It is oil on canvas. It is my vision of Dracula turning into this cool blood mist, or maybe he's unturning from it, however you want to view it. Anyways, I am going to be doing in the league with the Who Would Win Masters. We're going to give away a print of that piece. It'll probably be around 11 by 16 in size. You'll be able to sign up for it on my website with a landing page. So watch out for the social media blasts about the link on where to do that and the instructions on how to participate. So we'll take everyone who signs up on the list. We'll do a random drawing, and whoever wins will get a Dracula print shipped to their house.
I love awesome. This. And so you can go find us on Instagram. You know, you can have, it'll be at Who Would Win Masters. It's at Ian Moss Creative, I believe. Is that right?
Ian Moss Creative is the socials for Instagram. The Facebook one's shifted around a little bit, but you can get to all my links from there. And then the website is also ianmosscreative.com. However, depending on whether or not my web dev gets it done, it might be under construction, but I will make sure that the page for this particular thing is up and ready to go.
That's right. And we're still figuring it out as we record this, but by the time you hear this, it will be ready. So you can check us out on our patreon.com/whowouldwinmasters. You could check us out on the Instagram. We'll be doing joint posts with Ian here. If you follow us on any of the social medias, you will find what you are looking for. We want to give away. This is an awesome looking print that he worked very hard on. It's very red. If you like red art, this is for you. If you like vampire stuff, this is for you. I'm going to enter. And if I win, no one will believe it, but I'm still going to try.
It is fantastic. So there you go. I've been waiting. But yeah, we'll make sure to get all of the correct links and messaging out there. Excellent. Ray, Ian, normally I would throw to you now for any socials, but I feel like we covered all that. Anything else you want to put out there before we say goodbye for the night?
This was a ton of fun. So Patreon cats, if you really want to kick this my way, maybe a few of you could get some postcards with the print. I don't know.
Nothing like bribery. There you go.
We are not bribing the people.
I know. Don't actually vote for that because of that.
That's fair. So let the people know.
Contract.
We're going on this too long right now. Ian, tell the people where they can find you.
IanMossCreative.com or Ian Moss Creative on Instagram. I'm also on Patreon. So you can just search Patreon and Ian Moss Creative and I should pop up. So I have a bunch of cool art on there, D&D stuff and lots of fun things. So thank you all.
Excellent. All right, Ray, any last words before I knock us out of here?
I'm great.
Great. All right. Well, we'll be back up with the wrap-up show in a week, and we'll go over the votes and, follow up on the giveaway and all of that stuff. So make sure you join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/whowouldwinmasters. Find the link to the Discord. Follow us there as well. If you think you've got what it takes to step into the challenger's chair, record a 1-minute video demo of yourself, send that to whowouldwinmasters@gmail.com, and we might see you in the challenger's chair in a future episode across from Ray. Thanks for hanging out with us. For Who Would Win Masters, this is Sam Proof. I'll see you in the arena.